Aloha, and welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. Join us today along with co-host Master Sergeant Carlos Cambry and Leslie Silva. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. As you hear the gripping stories today from our special guests, we invite you to call us at 296-5467. Again, that's 296-5467. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Just leave it to me. I'll lead you home. Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. What is it like to be so strung out on drugs? You've lost your sense of direction in life. I want you to know that we have this program because we believe that God loves you, and as we go into some of these stories that some or many of my guests share about difficulties, trials, but more than that, how God brought them out of some of the deepest, darkest moments, it's really to bring hope to people, hope in a time of crisis. We're all aware of the great recession that we're in and the economic impact that it has had on all of us, on all our families. We've all felt it in some way. But I believe that in the midst of times like these, this is when the good news of Jesus Christ can become so much more real to people. You know, it was light heavyweight world boxing champion Archie Moore who said, "If I don't get off the mat, I'll lose the fight." Former British Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher stated, "You may have to fight a battle more than once to win it." Have you ever felt knocked down? Ever fought so hard at something and still came up short? You know what I'm talking about. When you start doubting yourself, even others around you start to question you, question your integrity, question whether you made the right choice. And all of a sudden, you feel strangely alone. What do you do next? Our guest today knows what it's like to let himself down, to let others down, even those closest to him. Until he found the Lord Jesus Christ. Or should I say, until the Lord found him. And the Lord is looking for someone today. The Lord is looking for you today. Pastor Dominic Ka'aihue is on the pastoral staff of New Hope Oahu. He is a gifted communicator and leader. He embodies leadership. His life story from the days of being a standout athlete at Roosevelt High School, his days as a coach, and coming upon the rough, jagged rocks on the shores of life. You're going to be moved by his story of God's redemption. Pastor Dominic, welcome to our show.
How's it, Pastor Danny? Thanks for having me here today.
Pastor Dom, tell us, where did you grow up? I mentioned Roosevelt, but tell us more.
Well, I grew up in Papakolea, homestead up there by Punchbowl Cemetery. Lived there all my life until I graduated and went to college in 1988. Yeah. And so, Hawaiian from the hills, homestead. Yeah.
All right. And we have friends, mutual friends, you know, in common too. Roosevelt, you played sports. Mm-hmm. What? Tell us more about your athletics.
Yeah, I played football. Football is the sport I love the most. Played football. Played varsity for my sophomore year. Played 1 year baseball, ran track, played basketball a couple of years. So, played baseball 1 year. So I did played all the sports if I could.
Well, and then You can't see him, but Pastor Dominic is still in very, very good condition, good shape. I would hate to have been on the opposite side of him on the football field. But
round is a shape. Round is a thank you. Appreciate it.
Tell us about you got involved in coaching too, right?
Yeah. I was living on the Big Island. I came back in 1996. One of my cousins was coaching the defensive line for the junior varsity squad, and I went out to help him, and I ended up coaching for about 4 or 5 years. 5 years, I think, 4 years. Mm. Yeah.
And, you know, that's a long time. I coached a little bit, too, at my alma mater. But, you know, it's an important time in the lives of young people to really speak and guide them, speak into their life. I'm sure to this day, when they see you, they're still calling you coach, right?
Yeah, I seen one of the boys this morning at the dentist's office. And then the last year I was coaching, Chad Owens was a senior, Chad Kapanui.
Wow, wow.
So we had a really, really good team that last year. And my first year I coached, it was freshmen.
Wow.
So when I last coached, it was seniors. Yeah.
Hmm. Well, Pastor Dom, you had some tough times in life.
Yeah.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah. I was living on the Big Island for several years, working at a hotel, and then got actually laid off, but was fired because I didn't pass a drug test. You know, we switched over from Hyatt to Hilton, and I failed the drug test. And it, because of that embarrassment, kind of spiraled me downhill, so to speak. So after that, yeah.
Now, what did you get involved in?
Probably in 1994, it was the first time I ever tried ice. I never did any hard drugs before that, no cocaine, just marijuana, pakalolo. I was going to be the, you know, don't worry, be happy kind of guy. And I experimented with ice for the first time in 1994. And for the first time, I got hooked for about a year and a half. Yeah, this really, really bad.
So you got the taste of it, you got into it, and now it kind of grabbed hold of your life. What happened after that?
Well, grabbed hold of my life. I had got me to the point I had no job, no money. My friend who was selling the drug, he was the biggest drug dealer in Kona at the time. So I didn't have to go out and steal. My friend was the drug dealer, so I got free drugs when I wanted to, and I was just losing them. And then 1995, I think 96, my younger brother came to, I was in Honolulu for a couple of days. My brother came to the hotel that I was staying with some of my friends. And then he found out that we were smoking ice at the hotel. And then when we talked about it, I was so embarrassed, you know, I was high for a couple of days, totally embarrassed that my younger brother would find out that I was doing ice. And I told him my whole what was going on in my life, and I was just totally broken at that point. Yeah.
Mm. Mm-hmm. You know, when you experience a time where it's, you know, whether it's family, when you feel the deep disappointment in yourself, sometimes it's at those times when we sort of have a reality check, and we're at the crossroads. We come to the crossroads in life. Well, Pastor Dominic experienced having to make some choices. You know, I need to mention this too, because it's the journey that he is a very influential leader today. But part of the beauty of it is seen in the dust and ashes of where he came from and where. When you rise out of the dust and ashes in the limping and fragmented lives that we have or we come from, that really exemplifies and exalts the mighty work of God. You know, as you're listening to the show, there's so much more to come, but I want to encourage you to go ahead and text your friends, text your family members. This story today will give them a jolt of inspiration and encouragement. if you're trying to lead someone to the Lord, if you want to bring someone hope that can be found in the Lord Jesus Christ, maybe you've tried to invite someone to church and they said, you know what, I don't even want to go to church. But maybe you can have them listen into this show today and use it as a means to reach out to them. Have them get on AM 760 KGU. They can also listen live, streaming live at KGUradio.com here in Hawaii and really anywhere in the country, well, anywhere in the world. It's online. But we got Pastor Dominic Kaihui. He's sharing with us from the gut level of what he's been through. So, Pastor Dom, tell us, is it now you're in a hotel room, mm-hmm. you're doing ICE, your brother comes to visit, your younger brother comes to visit you. What kind of relationship did you have with your brother up to that time?
Yeah, we was real close. We're still close today. I got three brothers, three sisters, real close family. And when he found out that I was doing them, you know, my brother looked up to me because I was 2 years older. We played football together.
Mm.
And it was totally embarrassing for me. And at that point, when I went back to the Big Island, because that's where I was living, I was contemplating suicide because they're so embarrassed by my situation and getting so far down in the dump with no job, no money, feeling like I had no hope at that time.
Mm-hmm.
Just totally embarrassed, contemplating suicide a lot right around that time.
You know, I think it's not uncommon, mm-hmm. uncommon for people. You know, when our life begins to spiral out of control, you look for options. And sometimes when you feel there's no options, no outlet, you know, you feel hopeless. Mm. You know, feel helpless.
And, very hopeless.
Yeah. And I wonder if today somebody, you know, is listening and is kind of in that place and they say, you know, is there somewhere to go? What can I do about this? That's why Pastor Dom is going to share. Mm. And I want you to share about how you came out of it. I mean, we talked earlier about how God reached you. And, you know, hearts are crying out today, mm. Pastor Dom. God, are you there? Do you know me?
Mm.
Do you see who I am? Do you know what I'm going through? And then some people might even be wondering, why am I here?
Mm.
Why am I alive? What's the purpose for my existence? Why am I in this situation? Mm. When we come back, Pastor Dominic Kaihui is going to share with us some answers to those very questions. Questions that he was asking. Questions that maybe you are asking today, or someone that you know and love is asking. When we come back, Pastor Dom will share with us the difference that Jesus Christ made in his life. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Pastor Dominic Kaihui.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waiahua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waiahua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Ever hoped God would use you as a missionary, but your life situation didn't allow it? Here's Stephen Lathrop Lee, Executive Director of Jesus Christ is Calling You and Director of JCCY's Paradise Global Mission.
In Paradise Global Mission, we exist to serve churches and Christ followers who are called to the mission field, but cannot commit long term. If you ever wonder, can God use me? The answer is yes. Paradise Global Mission teams are known for having long-term impact through short-term missions. God can and will use you. I invite you to find out more about opportunities to join a Paradise Global Mission team in China, Uganda, Brazil, Dominican Republic, Thailand, and Japan. Take a step of faith today.
Paradise Global Mission specializes in creating unforgettable short-term mission experiences. Receive training, make memories that will last a lifetime. Touch people for eternity in Jesus' name.
Call Stephen at 330-5524. That's 330-5524.
A door to your dream is now open. You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. To be part of today's discussion, call us at 296-5467. That's 296-5467. Or contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter, or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now let's rejoin Danny and co-host Master Sergeant Carlos Cambry and Leslie Silva.
Welcome back to our show. I'm here today with our very special guest, Pastor Dominic Ka'aihue. He's here sharing his captivating story. I said earlier, you know, get your family, friends to tune in, AM 760 KGU. You know, a program like this wouldn't be possible if it wasn't for some very generous sponsors like Wahiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, A1A electrician Tony Lathrop Lee of State Farm Mililani, HMC Karaoke, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service right here on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, and realtor Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited. To hear more programs like this and others, go to www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. If you want to email me, I'd love to hear from you, danny@thegoodlifehawaii.org. You may have prayer requests. You can go ahead and send in your prayer requests. That way we would love to pray for you and minister to you that way. Or you might want to just share your story. Sometimes we receive those very encouraging to read. Share your story of what God is doing in your life, how God is helping you through some very difficult times. It'll be an encouragement to others as well. You know, perhaps today, you know, you're associated with somebody, or somebody in your family has struggled with drugs. And you wonder, man, I've been disappointed so many times. Is there a way out? Is there a way for them to get out? Maybe you yourself are having a difficult time. Well, Pastor Dominic Ka'aihue is going to share what difference the Lord Jesus Christ made in his life. But I want to let you know too that we have our phone lines here, and I'll open up the phone lines. You can go ahead and call at 296-5467. It could be a time where we would just listen. We could minister to you. We could share, and we're just sharing life on life. And I think that's one of the beauties of this show, is that it's just straight from the gut, straight from the heart. Pastor Dom, tell us, you disappointed your brother. You were just feeling, you know, you're having a rough time. Tell us what happened.
I was attending a church on a big island at the time, but never gave my life to Christ. Didn't want to give up the drugs or alcohol or my friends for this Jesus that I knew very little about. Mm-hmm. And then, so at the end, right in the middle of 96, I was just broken, and I was coming back to Honolulu to spend some time with my family on my birthday. So I called one of my friends before I came. I said, hey, I'm coming home for a couple of days. I'll be home through Sunday. I know you go to church. Can you take me to your church? Do you still go to church? And he said, yeah, I go to a church called New Hope, and you would love this church. And And so he encouraged me to call him when I got home. And I did. I came back to Honolulu, called him, and we hooked up. We come to go to church. But what I didn't know, after I got off the phone with him, he called a bunch of his friends that he knew in the church. He said, "Hey, my Hanai brother Dominic just called. His name is Larry Kekolike, good friend of mine. My Hanai brother, he just called. He's coming home from Kona. He never went, he doesn't go to church, but he's asking about God or going to church. Can you pray for him? Something's going on in his life, and could you pray for him?" And they started praying for me. People all over the church started praying for me. And that Sunday, I went to church. Pastor Wayne was talking about becoming a man of God. It was Father's Day. And I was sitting there listening to him real intently about this man of God he was talking about. And in my spirit, in my heart, I was saying, I want to be that man of God. I want to turn my life around. I want to be this man of God he's talking about. And then when he gave an invitation at the end of the service, I kind of cautiously, but real with a huge conviction, I raised, lifted my hand and said, I wanted to be one of those guys that received Jesus Christ today. Then I put my hand down real quick, you know. And that day, he and I had lunch, and then we sat down and had a meal. And when it was done, I dropped my fork and I told Larry everything that I was going through, the drugs, the alcohol, and the things I was struggling with, suicide and everything. And I was just crying like a baby, you know, because I didn't know how to handle that. I knew where my life was going, but I knew I needed a huge change, and I knew God was the answer somehow. And then when we was done, when I was done sharing my, you know, my life story, so to speak, with Larry, he looked at me and he said, "Hey, Dominic, something I never heard before." He said, "Dominic, God has forgiven today, God, because you received Christ, and God has forgiven all of that already. But what's going to make the most difference is what you're going to do from this moment forward." And wow, that just, I never heard that before, that I can have a brand new start. From that point forward, that God was going to make my life different somehow. And hard to comprehend being so broken and so lost, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But that this, that's the, one of the best advice I ever heard. And it's the same advice I give to other people when they come to Christ.
You know, somebody today may be, you know, contemplating some of the same things that you may have. You know, our program rebroadcast midnight. Every day, weekdays. So some people, sometimes they cannot sleep, right? So they're listening to the radio. Maybe they cannot sleep because they're just overburdened by things. And they might be in the same place, kind of like wondering, hey, what do I do from here? What would you say to someone like that, Pastor Dom?
What would I say is, first step, you need Jesus. You know, He loves you. He loves us so much, more than we would ever know in that state. Even in the sin that we're in, He loves us. He redeemed us, you know. He gave His life for us. And people need to know that God, we get a mighty plan for our lives. You know, He don't like us. He never designed us to do that. But because of our willing choice, which He allows, we kind of go our own way and do what we like do.
You know, sometimes we think, I asked him already, but I did him again, you know. And how many times, I feel like a hypocrite, you know. How many times I'm going to ask, and then I feel tired already. You know, how can I keep going on?
Well, I did that too. About 3 weeks later, I went back to the Big Island because I stayed in Honolulu because I wanted to be away from some of my friends that was going to influence me that way. So I stayed. I went back though to visit them. And I thought I was going to be fine, but by the end of the weekend, I was up for 3 days, been smoking ice again, and just so lost again, broken. And
this is after your time with church, Pastor Wayne, raise your hand.
Raise my hand.
Larry, after having lunch.
Having gone to a small group after that, having read my Bible every night from that point, just completely fell on my face. Just,
wow.
That's right. Wow. That's what I felt like. Wow, what happened? How did it get here from the start that I had, you know? And so that day I was smoking, I was done. I came back to Honolulu and I was just lost again. And then I was smoking on one doobie because I thought I was going to keep smoking the rest of my life, even going to church. I was going to be the happiest man I got around, you know? But I was, the guys I was smoking with, when the joint was halfway through, I just peeled it. I said, I quit. I'm done. They go, no way. And this is, in fact, Monday was, it's been 14 years been I've been drug free.
Wow.
That's my mom's birthday. I gave up drugs on my mom's birthday, you know.
14 years ago.
I peeled it and I said, I'm done. Never touched ice since then. Never smoked weed ever again. Done. And it was weird. I was telling you the story a couple of weeks ago. But I went to church on Sunday because I never understand God's mercy and His grace. I felt like I was going to get taken to heaven or whatever. I was going to get struck down for my sin.
Mm-hmm.
And there was this song that the worship team was singing and everybody was singing in a congregation, an old song called You Are Higher Than My Highest Aspirations. And as everybody was singing the song, I was looking at the words to the song and it went, You are higher than my highest aspirations. You are greater than my greatest joy. You are worthy of my undivided affection. All that I have loved, all that I long for, all that I desire, all that I have known. Jesus, I love you more. And it's just like the voice of Jesus said, Dominic, who do you love more? Your drugs, your friend, your alcohol. Who do you love more? And I said, you, Jesus, I love you more. And I just started sobbing for the first time in church, uncontrollable, sweating because I was too high from all the ice. And when I stopped crying, when Larry embraced me, I was totally sober and never had to go rehab, never had to go 12-step program, never had any drug counseling done in my life. Just the power of God just broke the drugs and everything, even after I fell down since receiving Christ. Just broke it.
You know, and one of the things that we talked earlier too about is the, you know, the length of time and what has happened in your life or what have you done, you know, since then that really speaks volumes. There's a level of depth, there's substance, there of, and really what brings God even more glory is in a singular life, we're all connected with other relationships. And as your life has gone on and as the Lord has continued to work with you and you walk with God, your web of network has expanded, your influence has grown, and God has used you to bring His hope to so many more people. I believe that's happening even today. Which reminds me, there might be someone that could sure use may want us to pray for them. If you feel that you want us to pray for you, you can call us at 296-5467. Maybe you're having a rough time. It could be dealing with drugs. It doesn't have to be that. It could be in something else. It could be an area. It could be a financial breakthrough that's necessary. Maybe it's in a relationship. You feel that you're against the wall right now and you're having a tough time. And maybe there's some things that you just cannot really describe. You can't put it into words, but, you know, Pastor Dom is here. Together we can pray with you, pray for you. Our number here is 296-5467, 296-5467. When we come back from our break, Pastor Dom is going to share a little bit more about the process of that breakthrough moment, sweating and then sober, singing that song and realizing what that song meant to him and God speaking to him and him responding to God. God, you are more than my highest aspiration. And as God is speaking to you today, this may be your moment of breakthrough as well. Into a whole nother life. And it could happen today. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Pastor Dominic Aihui.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
A healthy smile can make all the difference. But where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro.
Years ago, the great lyricist Oscar Hammerstein flew with a friend over New York Harbor, approaching the Statue of Liberty. When the pilot suddenly banked the plane, he saw the rare sight of Lady Liberty's head. Amazed, he noticed every lock and braid meticulously carved and polished. He remembered, this gift was given by France in 1886, before airplanes were even invented. Frédéric Auguste Bartholdi, the sculptor, could have saved months of painstaking labor and expenses by doing minimal work, reasoning no one but seagulls would see it. A gentle reminder, pay attention to details. Don't neglect the little things. You never know how your private work will be scrutinized publicly. I'm Danny Yamashiro, enriching you with a good life.
To receive more inspiration and insights from Danny Yamashiro, visit DannyYamashiro.com. This ad is brought to you by select corporate sponsors who care about you.
You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. To be part of today's discussion, call us at 296-5467. That's 296-5467. Or contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter, or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now let's rejoin Danny and co-host Master Sergeant Carlos Cambry and Leslie Silva.
Welcome back to our show. I'm here with our guest today, Pastor Dominic Ka'aihui of New Hope, Oahu. A big mahalo to our sponsors, Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, A1A electrician, Tony Lathrop Lee of State Farm Mililani, HMC Karaoke, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, and realtor Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited. Visit our website, www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And our phone lines are open at 296-5467. Pastor Dominic Ka'aihui, Pastor Dom, you experienced God's deliverance in a pretty dramatic way. It happened. You responded to God. Is God still delivering people today from drugs and alcoholic addictions and things like that?
Oh, absolutely. God, you're not going to stop pursuing us. You know, He loves us that much. You're not going to stop.
Have you seen the Lord do His work in others as well?
Oh, yeah. Countless of people in our ministry, in my church, seen a lot of people delivered from alcoholism, drug addiction, financial problems. When they trust God, You know,
when I hear you, at that moment of breakthrough was when you, almost like when you came to the lowest point where you said, you know what, God, I put you first. And, you know, no nonsense, this is it. And within the integrity of your heart before God as best you could at that point, surrendered everything to the Lord. What happened since then?
Yeah, it's been pretty radical.
I mean, it's a big, we're calling you Pastor Dominic Ka'aihui, New Hope, Oahu, and, you know, there's a huge gap in between from the scene you just shared with us mm-hmm. about with Larry.
Mm-hmm.
What happened from then to now?
So before Larry left, he got a job in Spokane, Washington to be a counselor. Larry gave me one of the best advice again that I can give to anybody who come to Christ and now don't know what to do. He said, Dominic, before I go, I encourage you to surround yourself with people who love Jesus. And I did that. I joined a small group with people who loved Jesus at the time, young radical guys who just was going for it for the Lord, you know. A lot of the guys became pastors, Creighton Arita, who's at New Hope Diamond Head, Sean Okamoto at New Windward, John Pack, who was on Kauai. So a lot of these guys that I was surrounding myself with, they became pastors years later.
But you guys were all together.
We were all together, you know, in small group. And our small group was 50 people. So it was like a small church. And I got to share my life and got to hear testimonies of their life and how God delivered them. We prayed for one another.
You know, give us a kind of a glimpse into a small group of 50 people. That's like you said, it's like a small church, right? It's like a church plant, actually, in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
But give us a glimpse of like stuff that you guys would share or talk about, and you know, what was it like?
It was a simple format. They had one person share their testimony at the group. And then we would pray for the person, and then we would share our life if we could relate any of it. It was real quick, you know. Their testimony took most of the time, but we would share a little bit of what God was doing in our hearts after that. And then we prayed for one another. We spent a lot of time fellowshipping, going out to movies, just doing things that I thought I could never do as a Christian, you know. I thought that not going to have fun. We just got to be church, read the Bible. These guys was real people. Went to the beach, picnic. I never laughed so hard in my life with these guys or made people laugh that so hard. We did regular stuff, and that really shocked me that this is regular people, but they had this extraordinary love for Jesus. And I didn't comprehend that anybody could do that. You know, we had to be either super religious or there's no combined thing, you know. So that blew me away, and that made me love Jesus even more, that I could still be Dominic in a way how he wired me to be, and yet still love him with all my heart. Yeah.
You know, the word that comes to mind is the word relatable.
Mm-hmm.
That you were, and also process. It kind of helped you process
your
life together. Mm-hmm. How important has that been, do you see now, in your life as a pastor? How important is that for people today?
Well, they made me believe in myself far more than I believed in myself at all. You know, they gave me a vision of what I could be for Jesus before I even saw the thing. So they encouraged me, they inspired me to keep pressing on through the challenges that I was going to come up against, being a young Christian, trying to figure out life and trying to figure out where God going to fit me, you know, working through my connectedness, you know, being a connected I am and trying to relate to people.
Yeah.
But these guys just kept encouraging me that God could use me in a mighty way.
You know, some people, they, you know, when we talk about age and mm-hmm. maturity, a person can be older in age, and that's still a relative term, older in age, but still young as a Christian. Mm-hmm. So when someone becomes a Christian, becomes a follower of Christ, and they're in this process of, you know, finding this connectedness or your connectedness.
It's a new word, bro.
Yeah. How do you, and so I'm talking about somebody who could be 40, 50, 60 years old, but they just come to know the Lord, but they're young in Christ. What are some of the things that help that you've experienced that were helpful to you in your adjustment process?
Well, like I said, having people that love Jesus around you, that pray for you, that encourage you towards God's very best. When we some of the early mistakes that I made, because I didn't understand, I was disappointed in myself. I used to beat myself up a lot. Mm-hmm. But I continued to pursue Jesus even after I repented. I understood repentance, that I got to come before, come clean, just confess what I did. And I kept doing that, you know, just trusted that every time I threw myself at Jesus and threw my life towards Jesus, that God was going, you know, restore me, and God was going to give me hope for the future still, even though there's mistakes that I made, God was going to forgive, you know, if there was a true repentance. So I kept doing that, even though I was making a lot of mistakes as a young Christian. Just kept running after Jesus and never like let him go, you know.
You know, what do you think? And let me just kind of throw out this question too. What is it about, you kind of touched on it, about being super religious, right? Either being super religious, not having fun. Why do you think people have that view of Christianity?
I don't know why I had that view. I grew up in the church, Quail Hollow Church. I didn't know much about God, or never had no close relationship with the pastor where I could see his genuineness or his real life outside of the pulpit or in the cloth, so to speak. So it was just something that this misconception that I had, that it wasn't at anybody's fault or anything. I never know a bunch of Christians or anything, but this is what I thought. Once we come to Christ, or if you go to church, you got to be this super strict, radical. That was just my misconception, I think.
You know, one of the things people often ask and ask themselves, or whether or not they can even put it into words, it has something to do with, you know, how do I hear God's voice? How do I know if God is leading me? Or how do I know, you know, we often in the Christian world we hear calling. How do I know what my calling is? How do I know what is the direction that God wants me to go? What should I do? Now, you came from a life that you were hung up in bondage to drugs, and the Lord delivered you. Now you're in this small group fellowship and connected and processing through your young Christian life. And then the Lord spoke to you, and somehow through it, you went into the ministry. Mm-hmm. Now, when you say going into the ministry, you know, you're a pastor now. And I'd like to hear what your experience was about how you heard God speak to you about that when we come back from our break, because you know, that kind of, I would imagine, that set you on a certain course. But I think people today want to know, whether it's in the pastoral ministry or in some other area of calling, how do we hear from God? Have you ever wondered that? Have you ever asked that question? How do I hear God's voice? How do I know it's God that's speaking to me? Well, Pastor Dominic Kaihui will share with us from his own life how he heard God's voice and responded, and what God has been doing in his life even up to today. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Ever hoped God would use you as a missionary, but your life situation didn't allow it? Here's Stephen Lathrop Lee, Executive Director of Jesus Christ is Calling You and Director of JCCY's Paradise Global Mission.
In Paradise Global Mission, we exist to serve churches and Christ followers who are called to the mission field, but cannot commit long term. If you ever wonder, can God use me? The answer is yes. Paradise Global Mission teams are known for having long-term impact through short-term missions. God can and will use you. I invite you to find out more about opportunities to join a Paradise Global Mission team in China, Uganda, Brazil, Dominican Republic, Thailand, and Japan. Take a step of faith today.
Paradise Global Mission specializes in creating unforgettable short-term mission experiences. Receive training. Make memories that will last a lifetime. Touch people for eternity in Jesus' name.
Call Stephen at 330-5524. That's 330-5524.
A door to your dream is now open. You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. To be part of today's discussion, call us at 296-5467. That's 296-5467. Or contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter, or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now let's rejoin Danny and co-host Master Sergeant Carlos Cambry and Leslie Silva.
Welcome back to our show. I'm here with our featured guest today, Pastor Dominic Ka'aihue of New Hope, Oahu. Big mahalo to our sponsors, Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, A1 electrician Tony Lathrop Lee of State Farm Mililani, HMC Karaoke, Dr. Jeffrey Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, and Fran Villarmia Kahavai, Properties International Limited. To hear more programs, go to www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. We're also in the process of preparing some partnership opportunities for you to stand with us. And in a little while, we'll have those uploaded on our website, and you can go ahead and take a look at those as well, and some of the opportunities that we will offer for you. Pastor Dominic, we were talking earlier about hearing the voice of God. And how do you know God is speaking? How did you know that God was calling you to become a pastor?
I think God was speaking through people to get my attention since I was so young in the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said earlier, the friends that I was surrounding myself with, they would continue to encourage me. They said, Dominic, I think God given pastoral calling in your life. And I tell them, shut up. No way. I don't want to. I had no desire to be a pastor. Forget it. You guys better shut up, bro. Don't tell me that again, you know. And they would laugh. But they would keep telling me, you know, time and time again, I think God is calling you, Dom, to the ministry. Shut up. I tell them.
But they kept persisting,
but they
right?
They kept persisting, yeah. They never give up.
So, you know, I think there's an important thing to mention here is because you were surrounded by others, people are like mirrors, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I know the scriptures are often spoken of as like a mirror,
mm-hmm.
where we can see the image of the Lord, mm-hmm. as it were, through the, as it's brought out through the pages and the words of scripture. We can see the character of God, and we can see where we stand in light of where God is. I think God also brings people around our lives too, because sometimes we don't see ourselves in the way that maybe God sees us, and we could have a skewed or misperception even, mm-hmm. of what God is doing or what God wants to do. Mm-hmm. And so when you have people around you, and the interesting thing is that sometimes in life, even in the Christian life, and this is kind of weird, actually, it gets kind of strange, where there's sometimes Christians, because of hurt or mm-hmm. brokenness or disappointment in church, they end up kind of isolating themselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the only view is their own thoughts, so they can't hear mm-hmm. or see what God is doing because they have no one else around them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I totally, it was hard for me to believe, because how can I get up in front of, like Pastor Wendell was doing, hundreds or thousands with the pigeon that I was so heavy, pigeon just came back from the big alley with all my Pakalolo smoking friends. How can any, even worse than today probably, how can anybody understand me if I can get up there and speak for 20 minutes, 30 minutes? No way God going to use me in that way. But then every time I share testimony, because I trusted that God would use my life for his glory, I would see this, what God was doing, testimonies of people who was giving their lives to Christ, was turning away from drugs. Yeah, so I just saw what God was doing when I trusted him and just took a chance with just getting up there who I was at that time. Mm-hmm. You know, and then,
yeah. They could feel your heart.
Yeah, and that's what they would say. It's not because you're skilled, Dominic, but because of your heart. People see your heart, Tom, and you totally love Jesus, and that's the genuineness they see in you, and that's what I would hear time and time again. That's what I hear still today, because of your heart, Tom.
Now, was there a process that you went through to develop?
Yeah, part of the process was with every time somebody would ask me to share a testimony. Creighton Arita said, Tom, anytime somebody asks you to do a testimony, lead worship, do a message anywhere, it's always a green light. But anytime somebody tell you for move their house, set up above and beyond the things I was doing already, it's always a red light, because you can do that no problem. You need to develop these skills. So I did that.
Well, that's good advice, man.
I did that. I kept, when somebody said, can I do a testimony? Oh, green light. Okay, I'll do it. I'll do it. Can you lead worship? I keep doing it. And people would ask me for speak at men's ministry. I go, nobody like hear me. And I felt God telling me, Dominic, you go speak at men's ministry. I go, no way. Only if the pastor asked me to speak. The next day, I'm walking, talking to him. I leave. He go, by the way, Dominic, when are you going to speak to the men's ministry? In fact, this was having this conversation with the Lord. Anytime he let me speak, I'll speak. And I just went, and I went back and looked at all my old notes for my old messages, the first couple I did. Terrible. Terrible. How can anybody, cry and receive Christ? But that's what's going on. So it wasn't my skill. It was just my heart, just trusting God and God doing everything else, It's so funny, man. Crazy.
His grace, his anointing is on you.
Yeah.
And it was evidence even from back then. Mm-hmm. How would you say that would apply to somebody today? Whether it's going into the pastoral ministry or whatever God may be directing them, how do you feel that your experience could relate to somebody who's searching to hear the voice of God?
Yeah. So number one, get yourself around people who love Jesus. So they're going to love you genuinely, that you're going to love, that you can contribute into their life as well. Mm-hmm. Number two, don't neglect the word of God, because that's where God can speak the most, as you spend time with him in prayer, in the word, journaling your thoughts about what God is speaking to you from his word. And then serving somewhere, using that as an opportunity, not waiting for one day asked to be a pastor, but using your heart to serve, or the heart that God has given you to serve somewhere, whether it's greeting, whether it's setting up and taking down the chair. I didn't wait to become a pastor. I just jumped in where there's a need, and I felt that God could use me, the church leaders could use me. I think that's one of the issues that I've seen being a pastor, when people want to be a pastor.
Yeah.
They don't come through the servant's entrance. Mm-hmm. They go all the way to the top. And from my experience, that's not how it worked. Probably, Danny, you mm-hmm. have to work really hard. And I know a lot of the pastors that I've seen, there was next to me, like Pastor Elwin, Richard Wiley, we was taking down chairs, putting them back up. There early in the morning, setting up cords and what, you know, we did those things. And in the process of that, God was changing our hearts, making sure that we're not serving ourselves. Wow. It was more about Him and about the people that coming than just us. And from my experience, a servant entry is that you cannot miss. You cannot. You gotta go through that door. You cannot go around them. You cannot go through the back door.
Actually, you don't want to go any other way.
No.
Because you know, it's kind of like you can short circuit the process actually, and you can. I think God in the, you know, the servant's entry, the servant's entrance is where so many things happen on the inside of us.
Oh yeah,
that might not be seen visibly, you know, from just the human eye, but you know, between us and the Lord, a certain level of,
that's part of discipleship. That's what disciples of God do. It's no negotiation. It's just what we do. We love God. As no more negotiations. We do.
And it's not, okay, God, you know, I you can use me if you use me like this.
Yeah.
If you put me there, I'm there. I'm good with that.
God, use me. Go pick up the rubbish. Something else. No way, anything else. Not the rubbish. You know, but your penny rubbish are on there. You got to go pick up. If you can't just do that, you're not going to be able to minister to my people because, you know, people hurting out there. People hurting out there.
Oh, boy. You know, as you went through that, you know, somebody today may be searching. And like you said, they God may be prompting them today. Maybe the Lord is prompting you today. You know, that's one of the greatest opportunities in our Christian development is being brought to a place of surrender to God. And I like the way you said, going through the servant's entrance. You know, in church, the church that you go to, or the church that you're associated with, what opportunities are there in the church right now for you to serve? I would encourage you to do that. Well, it's been a blessing to be with you today. A special thank you to our guest, Pastor Dominic Kaaihui. Our scripture for today, 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 8. So do not be ashamed to testify about our Lord. Just like Pastor Dom today. Thank you, Pastor Dom.
Amen.
Until next time, with our technical producer, Chaz Ontai, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Been listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro, along with co-host Master Sergeant Carlos Cambry and Leslie Silva. We hope you have enjoyed our show and that you have been inspired by our featured guests and their stories of God's hand in their lives. Be sure to join us next week for more stories of hope in a time of crisis. Invite a friend to listen. There's no better time than today to unleash your God-given potential. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You.